Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Vun Lai Damone, who is the founder of Work Smart Advantage. Vun, for 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Vun, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thank you, Paul. So my name is Vun Lai Damone, spoken quite well by Paul there. And I'm the founder and CEO of Work Smart Advantage, where we develop teams and leaders all through the lens of what I call creative integration. So all our trainings incorporate creativity, play, and shared experiences. I'm really excited to be here with you today, Paul. So one thing is that the way New Leaf approaches learning and development by both helping people better manage themselves and then lead others is very much in line with what I think is important to help people and organizations be their best. So my approach is really similar in that I teach creative problem-solving tools and frameworks that can be applied both individually and then collectively. And when we can get people and teams to both act and think creatively, that's when they can be their best. And the way I do it is, again, through this idea of creative problem solving. So creative problem solving is the act of using tools and techniques so that people can vet opportunities, overcome challenges in a way that all voices and perspectives are heard. And when organizations can effectively level that playing field, when they can honor that diversity of thought and get everyone on their teams sharing ideas, I think that is a best practice for organizations to be their best now and through any changing circumstances, right? You think about innovation, it does require people to think differently and share ideas at all levels of an organization, because good ideas can come from anyone and anywhere. So one specific principle that I use as the foundation of this is the practice of divergent and convergent thinking. And this principle is really where divergent, you have to do it separately, right? For first is divergent thinking. And divergent thinking is this principle that all ideas make it to the table. There's no judgment of ideas, and wild and crazy ideas are welcomed. And only after all divergent ideas have been placed on the table, then, and if that's exhausted, then you move on to convergent thinking, which is the second part of this principle. And in this part of the process, now you're going to set some parameters and criteria to narrow down your ideas. So an example of what this does not look like is when we are running meetings. Generally, what happens is there's a problem to solve, an idea to vet, and the principal, the leader asks, who has some ideas? And what will happen is someone, brave soul, will raise their hand, give an idea, and then that idea is vetted right away. No and, yes, but. So with divergent and convergent thinking, that does not happen. You ask the question, you give the prompt, and then all ideas make it to the table. If I say a purple elephant and a pink giraffe should be made, put in this room to help solve this problem, that idea gets placed on the table. Number one, because you never know, like when you have a wild and crazy idea, you can always pare that down to something that makes sense. So divergent thinking first, all ideas on the table. And then once that's exhausted, then we say, okay, great. These are all amazing ideas. Now, here are our parameters. We need to meet this budget, this timeline, whatever it might be, this client criteria. And then you can take all the ideas that you just came up with and individually or collaboratively, you move them across that criteria, that filter. And then you continue to do that until you reach one idea that you're going to move forward with. And what you've done now is that you've allowed all ideas on the table. Mm-hmm. You've allowed the best ideas to rise to the top. And I think more importantly, what you've done is shared with people that their ideas matter. Their voice matters here, and they are part of the bigger picture. And the final recommendation I have is a little bit of a plug, is to stay curious. So I recently wrote this book right here. It's called What If Pigs Can Fly? A Practical Guide to Follow Your Curiosities to Achieve Impractical Possibilities. And in this book, I offer a framework for individuals and organizations to be diligent about paying attention to the ideas that tap you on the shoulder. And then approach those ideas with that divergent and convergent thinking process. So that, again, you're just trying to find ways to say yes to yourself rather than no to yourself. So I'll end with this quote by Maya Angelou, because I think it truly sums up this idea that sums up the value of creating this space for people to be curious and share ideas. And that quote, you may have heard it before: people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So be your best as individuals and in your organizations by making people feel they matter and their voices heard.
Bun, thanks ever so much. I was encapsulated by what you said then, a really excellent summary. And thanks again for mentioning that resource, your book at the end there as well, which of course I'd highly recommend. If I can just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Vern, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Vern, it's so good to see you again. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes with our audience.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for the opportunity to share these ideas and make companies and individuals better.
Thanks again, Vern.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.